הזה אשר יצוס עם מצרים כמו ישנון עמידתי. Strange, I mean, why does he say? Everybody knows the Pasuk of Zochas Hayim Hazeh Asher Yitzos Em Mitzrayim. That's at the end of Bei. Why does the Rambam say, Kmo Yishenem HaZocher Asim HaShabbos? But what is it at? There is a Pasuk Zochas Asim HaShabbos. There is a Pasuk Zochas Hayim Hazeh Asher Yitzos Em Mitzrayim. The Pasuk of Zochas Asim HaShabbos tells us that we have to recite the Kiddush. Mikadosh Shabbos Bidvoy. Yayin or no Yayin, but we have to say the Kiddush. And the Pasuk of Zochar Hayim Hazeh Asher Yitzos Em Mitzrayim tells us that we have to Misaper Bitzias Mitzrayim. So why does the Rambam say Mitzisese Shal Teiro Misaper Binisim Minitlois Shenasol Avisein of Mitzrayim Bileil Chamishoso Binisam Shenema Zochar Hayim Hazeh Asher Yitzos Em Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Doesn't it make sense? Why does it mention Moishenema Zohar Sima Shabbat? But I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. We have two kinds of Schiras. There is a mitzvah of Schira of Zohar Sima Shabbat. So some Rishayim say that it's a mitzvah to recite the parasha of Hamolech, one bitzibur. Bitzibur, the Chinuch says, bitzibur in the course of the cycle of Kriya. So let's say today that the universal practice of all Jews all over the world is to finish the Torah every year. So then, midraisei amechuyev to read bitzibur, the parasha of Amalek, in the course of 1 year. Doesn't mean dafke Shabbos Ocher, the Shabbos before Purim. If I say there's no difference between the Shabbos before Purim or any other Shabbos. So, as the Magen Avraham points out, that if you hear it, let's say, in parasha to say, it's also a kind of a reise. But, call the Tikkun Rabbanon in the reise Tikkun. So since on the reise level, one every Jew is mechuyev to be, to hear the tzibur, the kriya of Parshas Zohar. So on the rabbanon level, every Jew is mechuyev to hear the tzibur, the kriya of Vayovei Amor. But Midrash say no difference whether Parshas Zohar or Parshas Kesetzi. And the Magen Avraham says that if one hears Vayovei Amor, I mean, the Rabbono and the Shalpon, we have to read the parasha of Zochar Sashos Lachamoy. And the Rabbom says that Midaraise can be Mikind the Raise, even if he hears the parasha by Yovi Amoy in Shul and Pur. Not saying to say it. The Mishnah Brura is Mikakpek in it. But the Rabbom says that it doesn't have even to be Dafke the parasha of Zochar Sashos Lachamoy. It can be the parasha of Ayovi Amorek in the Shalach. So if, according to Avraham, if one is in Shul, parasha the Shalach, not Afkan Purim, is also in a kind of the right. But, Kol Dikikin Avraham in the right Dikikin, so Mimele, and Purim is Mechuyev to read the parasha of Ayovi Amorek. But, as far as the Reis is concerned, he can be Yetze when he hears it, he can say Yetze, Zohar, Shazor, Hamoed. He can be kind of the Reis by hearing Vayovi Amoed, I'm pulling, or I'm hearing Vayovi Amoed in Parashat B'Shalach. He's also kind of right. The Mishnah Brura is in fact, but the fact is that the Reibet in Spirush and Tereskian in Parsha Bechukesai, so there the support discusses the various spheres. So the Raibet says that the Raisi can be Mikayim, Zocha Bepeh, because there the support says, Zocha Bepeh, Noisishkar Beleh, that's ignoring the Yil also. So the Raibet says that he can be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Zocha Bepeh. He can be Mikayim by either by reciting the parsha of Zoches Hashoch Amalek in Kiseitzim, or by reciting, by reading the parsha of Ayobe Amalek in Mishalach, or even if he hears the parsha in Shmuel, the Haftorah parsha Zoches, of Vayena Shmuel Shol, Uyisi Sholach Harishem Shochach Ol Melech, the Ato Leich, the Kisus Amalek, is ultimate and realized. And then the Raivet says in the Chukesai, the Pirush and the Reskeni, that if he hears the Megillah, and Purim is Mikayim the Raise of Zohar Betul. So according to the Raivet, he doesn't have to be Dafki, partial, deal in the Torah, in Hamisha, Chumshi Torah, that deals with Amalek. Any parsha in Kisrei HaKedesh, whether it's in the Torah or Nevi'im, like the parsha in Shmuel, Eisi Sholach Halima Shmuel Shol, Eisi Sholach Harishem Shochach Lemelech, Be'at Oleich V'Kisrei Samoy, or even Midrash Esther, because that's also a parsha in Kisrei HaKedesh, that deal with Amalek. So we see a Yom Avraham, I mean, that's the Kashi against the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah is Masik and the Yom Avraham. Maybe it's Dafke Zohar Shosach Amalek, not the parasha of Ayobi Amalek Mishalach. We see from the Raivet that it doesn't even have to be the parasha of Ayobi Amalek, which is in the Torah. It can be the parasha in Shmuel too. It can be in the Sester also. So we see like the Yom Avraham. Anyway, so there is one mitzvah of Sfirah. There is one mitzvah of Sfirah that consists in reciting the certain parsha. But one will not be in Kayim the mitzvah of Zoches Hashoshoch Amalek by just talking about Amalek. Talking about Amalek, he only has to recite the parsha of the Torah of Amalek verbatim. But he cannot just discuss Amalek. He will not be with him. And then there is a Shittas HaRishayim. That's what we have in the Siddur. You know, in all the Siddurim, we have the Sheish Sfirahs. There is a Shittas HaRishayim that each one of the Sheish Sfirahs, according to the Kor, there are 8 Sfirahs. But many Rishayim say Sheish Sfirahs. So it's a chiyuv to recite it every day. Every day. Not Bitsibo, but in the Yochid. So you have this theory of Maimed Sinai, Ishomer of Pentishka, Sapore Mashko Necho, from the Surum of Rebecca Kunachayaho, the Daitum of Necho and Necho, Yema Shomadro, the Shemer Kacho Bechei. So I mean, then there's another posse, the most Sidurim, that's the end of it. But the Koroshi to use, no, that's not the end, you have to say the other posse. But Omrom, and so on, the next person. So when we have Zoches Hashoroso, then the Shittas HaRishayim that we have to recite every day, the Sefer Haredi mentions that every day one has to recite all these Sefirot. So the mitzvah of Sefirot, of all these Sefirot, Zoches Hashoroso, Sefirot, Zoches Hashoroso Hashem, Rekechol Miriam Badera, Mitzvah Mitzvah. So it's a chiyuv, the mitzvah of Sfirah consists in reciting the certain parasha, certain sukkah, not by just mentioning about the incident of the mitzvah. We're not doing a kind of mitzvah if somebody in his own words will just mention that Miriam was Nenesh and so on. We're not doing a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah consists in reciting verbatim the psukim of the Torah, the parsha of the Torah. But then we have another kind of a mitzvah of Sfirah, and that is the mitzvah that is represented by Zocher Sima Shabbos HaKadshim. We have to mention any psukim. We have to mention psukim. We don't mention any psukim. In the Kiddush of Friday night, we don't mention any psukim. In the Kiddush Shabbos morning, so the Hasidim have a minute, but that's only a minute. So to say, kama v'kama psukim. But, let's say, in the Beis Arab, Shabbos morning, so they just made a brocha b'er pri agefen, nothing else. But Friday night, there is a real mitzvah of Zocher Sima Shabbos v'kachim, of Kiddush, to mention any psukim. All right, we say Vaychulu, all right, Vaychulu, that's not an integral part of the mitzvah of Zochas in HaShabbos L'Kachay, but the mitzvah of Zochas in HaShabbos L'Kachay is fulfilled by reciting the Broche. The Broche, the Birkas HaKiddush, that's another type of sphere. is not realized by reciting the parasha of the Torah verbatim, but by discussing the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos in his own words. So, of course, the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah coined all the brachos. We cannot be mishanim madbeir shetovah chachomim chas v'sholom. But midraise, there is no chiyuv to recite any psukim, and just everyone in his own language, can discuss the Kedushas Hayim. So the question is, the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, what does it consist? Is it the same kind of mitzvah of Sfira like Zohar et Hashos or Hamolik? Or Shamla, or the mitzvah of Sfira Smaimel Arsinai? Well, the mitzvah consists not in just talking about Maimel Arsinai, but in reciting the psukim, the parashah, or the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is implicit in the pasuk of Zohar et Hayim Hazeh Asher Yitzosem, Zohar Yitzosem Mitzrayim, is like the sphere of Yom HaShabbos, that is not realized by reciting the parashah of the Torah, psukim of the Torah verbatim, but by discussing it in your own language. So the Chachomim Danshis and Agdelo coined the expressions, but with the rice in your own language. So this is what the Rambam means. Now, of course, when we are making the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, what do we have? We say, Avodim Adim and Par Mitzvayim. We mention certain Psukim Agapurcha also, but the gist of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim does not consist in reciting certain Psukim. Of course, we mention many psukim. We mention the psukim of Arami Elidavi also, only as an incident of the discussion of Yitzias Mitzrayim in our own words. So we mention certain psukim, but that's only Arabur. But basically, the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is realized not by reciting any parasha of the Torah, not by reciting any psukim of the Torah, but by discussing the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim in our own words. In our own words, of course, the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah and Chachamim, they coined the expressions. They knew better than each one of us how to express the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is, so it's like Zohar in HaShabbos HaKadosh. This is what the Rambam means. So he says, Mitzisese shall teiro lisapir b'nisim mitvois. Lisapir in our own words. Shenasu l'aviseinu. Di Mitzrayim b'lil chamishosa b'nisim. Shenema zocher es hayim azeh asher yitzosem Mitzrayim. Kmo yishenema zocher es hima Shabbos. Just as the mitzvah of zocher es hima Shabbos is the mitzvah of Shchir, but it's not like the mitzvah of Shchir of zocher es hashoto chamorit. The mitzvah of Zohar Shesuch HaMorik, one cannot be Mikayim even if he will talk for 24 hours about Amorik. He will not be Mikayim in the mitzvah. But if he just recites the parashah in 2 minutes, he's Mikayim in the mitzvah. Not only can people say it's Mitzrayim, Pesach night, one is not Mikayim by just reciting the Pasuk Zohar Shesuch HaMorik, Zohar Shesuch HaMorik, Mitzrayim, or the posik mantiskas in tishchom of Yisrael kol nechayecho, or any other posik dealing with the Yisrael, it is realized and fulfilled by discussing it. And the lotion of the sefer mitzvah is also the same way. Okay, okay, all right. So you take a big one, okay? Oh, that's together with the Rambam, okay? Oh, that's a very good Rambam, very nice. Mitzvah Kufin Zayin. Ki shetivonu, Mitzvah Kufin Zayin, shetivonu lisapir bitiyas Mitzrayim, bilil hamishosa minisim, bitrilas alaylo, kifitzachus loshin hamisapir. Kifitzachus loshin hamisapir. In other words, it is subjective. There is no objective standard. Somebody is not capable of expressing very eloquently, so you can't expect him to do something that is beyond his capacity. But the Chachomim, they already coined the whole expression the best way. So that's the best of Tzachos Loshin HaMisapir. But in the Raise, without the Tachonis Chachomim, it is fulfilled by every person in describing the significance of Tzitzias Mitzrayim in his own words. And that's the same thing is true of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So, V'chol mi sheyesiv b'mama b'yarech ha'dvorim b'hagdolas ma she'osu lono Hashem u'ma she'osu lono ha'mitzvim ne'il v'chomos v'ichloka Hashem mitmaseinu mehem ולהידיס ליסאלה על כל טיב שגמרונו יהיה סתית כלמר בליסאפר הרי זה משוח. But everything is realized by ביצחס לשם, not by reciting פסוקים. If you do recite all the פסוקים in the Torah dealing with Yitzias Mitzrayim, you will not be Mekayim Mitzvah, but you have to express it in ביצחס לשם. So יהיה סתק כשאמרו וכל המערך לספר בציאס מצרים הרי זה משובח והכוסף שבו על הציבה הזה הוא אומרי והגבי תלווינכו באימהו ובו הפירוש והגבי תלווינכו יוחם רשחידש תלווים על האימהו איבא אימהו יוחם בגיים תלווים על בבוזה ואמרתי לו בשור שישמע צומו מנוח לפניכו כלימה מתחיל הסלילה את המספיה ולא שנחילתה מכלל שנמה כשאו חבינכו יוכל לישון חובים חת מגיד לי. But if the son doesn't ask me, I am not מחויב to tell him. תלמוד לימה, והגעתי תלווים חף על פי שאין השאל. אין לי אלא בזמן שיש לי בין. בין לו ונעת ובין לו אחר מנעים ספורס, he has no children. He still מחויב. Even if he celebrates the Seder all by himself, he's not married, and he has no children, all by himself, he still has to bin sapa bitzias mitzray e bin o din atz bin acher min ein tam limra yema me shalom zocher sa yema ze reitz leima shu tzovi shu tzivoli zochrei kmo yishoma zocher es yema shabbos. So what do you mean? The same thing. In other words, it does not consist in reciting the parasha of the Torah, but just in the tzachos rishene to discuss it. וכבוי דאטו לשיין אומרום ואפילו כלון לחכון כלון לנבין כלון ידי מסתירו כלון מצווה למסב מצרי. What is the Raman mean? That he mentions an additional raya that the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is analogous to the mitzvah of Zohar Sima Shabbos. In other words, that it's not on the same pattern as the mitzvah of Zohar Shalosu Hamalik, but it's on a different pattern. You have to discuss it in your own words, the Pitzach Rishini. So that's the raya, because the Mechilta says, V'afil kulon chachom, kulon nevein, kulon yedim esatir, or kulon mitzvah in Sabbath Yisrael. Would the more have this al-kibaitoch, that if somebody is a bit kamus chochem, so he's potter of being a kind of mitzvah zohar shesuch hamalei. I mean, you define such an expression. But we're going to have a lot of the mitzvah alein or mitzvah yamol. Of course, if somebody is a bit on kochem, so that gives him an exemption from mitzvah. No, the answer is, there is a mitzvah, to recite psukim. So what has the fact that he's a big Talmud Chacham is to do with that? But here the mitzvah consists in describing to others and to himself the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So one could argue, it's a very reasonable argument. Why do I have to expend energy in verbalizing, you know, the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim? I know Kolatir Kulet. I have to expend energy in verbalizing it. The answer is, so that's the chiddush. But so that's a raya that the mitzvah does not consist in reciting psukim parashas of the Torah dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim, because then there couldn't be such a baitoch that kolon chachomim kolon yudis atero elon mitzuvim misafem Yetzias Mitzrayim. The fact that the mechilta has to tell us that indicates that the pattern of that mitzvah is not like Zocher Hashos Loch HaMalek, but like Zocher Asim HaShabbos Lekach. Why that's in the Rami? Uch v'riboa o mishpit in mitzvah zu b'seh b'socher. So I think that's the plain, obvious pshat in the Rami. Now, yes.
Why, what's the relationship when he says Zocher Asim HaShabbos to the case of Emel Ben? In other words, why did he quote the prophet and say that this is Zocher Asim HaShabbos? To tell you that if he's sitting alone by the Seder, he has to say to Hagar. How does that show the concept that the Hebrew is not from a text, but rather is...
No, but the Rambam Mitzvah Mitzvah mentions that it's not, it's, and the whole thing that the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim consists in discussing it in his own words, the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see, the mitzvah of Zohar Amalek does not consist in discussing the importance of the incident of Ma'is Amalek. It's a mitzvah to recite the parasha. Whatever the reason is, that's not our concern, because the mitzvah itself consists in reciting a certain parasha, certain psukim. But now let me see the Lashon Ha'am again. So the mitzvah is trying to explain that because of Zohar Yom HaShabbos, so Menele we know that even if only Ben, even Ben Bringer the Natsme, he's Mechuyev to say it. But since the Mechilte deduced from the Pasuk of Zohar HaSayim HaZeh, the Halacha that even without Ben is Mechuyev, so Menele he's discussing the quintessence of the mitzvah of Zohar HaSayim HaZeh, that's analogous to the mitzvah of Zohar Asim HaShabbos Lekach. Now, the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim in Yena Mitzvah. But the mitzvah, there's another mitzvah of being Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. We say it in the Mishneh in Orches, and we say it in the Agodah too. Hare Aniki Ben Shidim Shono, Rabbi Levin Azariah said, Rezofisi Shetome Yitzir Mitzrayim Balelis, Ashet Rosho Ben Zemo, Shemema Amantiska Sintisho Meot Mitzrayim, Kul Mechayecho Ol Mechayecho Yomim, Kul Mechayecho Alelis, Vachachominim Ol Mechayecho Ol Mazeh, Kul Yemechayecho Ol Hovim Mishamshir. So that's not about the basic night. That's every day. On the contrary, the Morim Brachas points out whether every day we are mechuyev to be zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelis is a machlokes between the Mizeim and the Chachon, because the Mizeim is darshin yimichayecha yomim kol yimichayecha leilis. So according to the Mizeim, there is a chiyuv to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelis. But the Chachomim darshin ימי חייך או למעשה, כל ימי חייך או להוביל למס המשיח. And the Gemara in Brochus at the end of the first period points out that according to Ben Zayner, who darshens kol ymei chayach hayom and kol ymei chayach halelis, so there is no ribu for the Mesa Mashiach. So in Ochanam, the Mesa Mashiach, there is no chiyuv of Sfiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is no chiyuv of Sfiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there is no chiyuv of Sfiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, and we pass like Ben Zayner, not like the Chacham, even though generally Yochid the Rabbin is a Lochid Rabbin, but in this Machlokes, obviously, passing like Ben Zayner, Vorai, we passing that there is a chiyuv to say Mitzias Mitzrayim Beleilis, because according to the Chachamim, the Darshan, Kol Yom Chayecho, Lehodim Neis HaMashiach, so there is no ribu for leleis, so mele the leleis, we don't even say parashvayim. And so Rabbeinu says, because we pass like Ben Zayner, not like the Chacham, so there is a mitzvah to be zecher every day. Whether we are mechuyev to be zecher every day, only in the day, not in the night, so in the night too, is a machlekel between Ben Zayner and the Chacham. And we pass like Ben Zayner. Machine in Pesach night, there we have no machlokes. No one will say that according to Chachamim of Ben Zayner who darshan Yimei Chayecho Ha'olam Hazeh Kol Yimei Chayecho L'Hovel Mesam Mashiach, but Balel is not. So then, so Pesach, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Agoda has to take place the 15th of Nisan in the day, and not in the night. I mean, there is no such a shita. I mean, that's inconceivable. So it's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Schiras, Mitzias Mitzrayim, every day, and according to Ben Zayner, as we pass in every night, is one mitzvah. And that is deduced from the pasuk of Kol Yimei Chayecho Halelis, Yechai Halelis. Or Nechayecha Yomim Koyim Chayecho Halelis. And then there's another mitzvah of being Misapir, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, not Pesach day, but after Pesach night. Yishor Shematzo Moria, Minochim Lefanecho, that of course is make only in the night, in the day not. Pesach day, there is no more mitzvah to be Misapir Yitzias Mitzrayim than any other day. Than any other day of the year. So it's two separate mitzvahs. Now the interesting thing is we find a certain remarkable thing in the Sheni. The Rambam, we would expect the Rambam to mention in a mitzvah both mitzvahs. A mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night. And that mitzvah is implicit in the pasuk of Daito in Ho, and in the pasuk of Zochas Hayim Hazeh Asher Yetzosem Mitzrayim. And then another mitzvah in the Mira Mitzvahs that is implicit in the pasuk in the Tiskias in Tishomeras Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecho Kol Yimei Chayecho. In other words, like Ben Zayner, Yimei Chayecho Hayomim Kol Yimei Chayecho Halelis. So the Ramban, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night, he mentions the Mira mitzvahs. That's mitzvah kufnim zayin. But the mitzvah of Mantiskas in Tish from the Arth Mitzrayim, the Rambam doesn't mention. The Rambam doesn't mention. The question is why. The other thing that's in the Rambam. So that's the Kashi against the Rambam. The Arishayim, who mention the mitzvah in Mira mitzvahs of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, but the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim they don't mention that. The Bahaloch HaZeres doesn't mention Mira Mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. Rav Sadi Goyen does not mention the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. So the Peirush that was written by a Boston Warsaw, I remember him as a child. Paolo was his name. And Rav Sadi Goyen, he wrote a big Peirush. He was a big Boki, a big Yavi. And he had many Kifri Yavi that no one else had. he discussed that why the Rashi Goyim and the Behag don't mention it, the Yireim doesn't mention it in the Mitzvahs, but the Rambam mentions in the Mitzvahs of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chinuch mentions. The Rambam mentions it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Kufin Zayin, and the Chinuch mentions it in Parashat Droi in Mitzvah Chof Aleph. The Chinuch says, Mitzvah Chof Aleph, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we suffer being in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Lord is what we mention, Kolechot Kipitzachis Rishenei, of Yosh Naramba, ולהלל ולשבח לשם יזבח על כל הניסים שעושה לנו שם שנאמר והגלתו לבינכו ופרפיר שחכומים במצפה גודל זו כי בלילה תסבוב בניסים בישה שחיל הסמאצי ומה שאומר הכוסף לבינכו לאו דווקא בני אלא אפילו כל בעיה ואין המצוונים כל בעיה it doesn't mean going it means every Jew ואין המצווה שיזכר הניסים ועניונים שיירו לאביסינו ביציאס מצרים ויחלוק אך השם יזבוח מתמוסינו מהם ואף ידינו לבין עצמי אם אין אחרים חיילי ציאת בורם בפי כדי שיסר לי בדידובו כי בדיבו יסר עלי זה דחינו so the Rambam mentions it in the Mitzvahs and the Chinuch mentions but neither the Rambam nor the Chinuch mention the mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year and every night in the year in the Mira Mitzvah. The question is why? So, Reb Chaim, it's not in the Sefer. I don't think that it's mentioned, I didn't see it, that it's either, that it's mentioned in the Chidushi Agrach that was published by others, you know. I don't think that even there it's mentioned. But anyway, I heard from the father of the Chinuch Brachei, Reb Chaim gave two terutzim as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year, every night in the year, in the Mira Mitzvahs. Two terutzim. One terutz is because there is a machlekes between the Zayin and the Chachamim. The Zayin and the Chachamim as to whether there is a mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim Balelis, so the Zeme Darshanus, the man Tiske Sintis Chomearts Mitzrayim, Kol Mechayecho, Yimei Chayecho Ayom, Kol Yimei Chayecho Alelis, and the Chachomim Darshan, Yimei Chayecho Zeyom Azeh, Kol Yimei Chayecho Lovim Mecha Mashiach, and the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Brocha says explicitly that according to Ben Zeme, that he has no posit for the Meis HaMashiach, so Enoch Name, there is no mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year, the Meis HaMashiach. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is certainly near the Meis HaMashiach, but in Pesach night. But the mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim is not near the Meis HaMashiach, and that's the way you pass it, because if we were to pass from like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda says that, so then we shouldn't say Vayena in the Parshat Krishna Balele, and the Gemara discusses it, whether we do say Vayena or we don't say Vayena, Marode, whole thing, some Mele. So that means we pass from like Ben Zeme. So according to Ben Zeme, the mitzvah of Schir HaShitzias Mitzrayim is not Neik or Neis HaMashiach. One of the klolim in the Rambam is Sheir HaShtishi, I think, is that the mitzvah that is not Neik or Deiris is not to be counted in the Mira Mitzvah. So Reb Chaim says, if it's not Neik or Neis HaMashiach, it's not Neik or Deiris. Deiris means only Yibbo. Even if it's Neik, it's not Leilam Void. If it's Neis HaMashiach, it's not Neik, so it's not Neik or Deiris. So the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in the Minyan Mitzvah. That's one time. The other Teretz is, the same Teretz you can find in Chazin Yecheskel by Chatzko Abramsky, and Saint and Peirush and Tisek. That's one Teretz. The second teretz that Rav Chaim said, which might have certain kashas, but it's a basic principle. So Rav Chaim says that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh says that it's a separate mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh even says that while Krishna has certain zman, a dimitzvah is the aim, that applies only to the mitzvah of Krishna as such, but as far as Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned, so there is a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the aim and the laila. So Shagas Aryeh says that that can be fulfilled even after Gemusha, because it's a separate mitzvah. But Rav Chaim said differently. He said Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah as part of the Kriyashma, because there is a machlekes v'shem. There is a mitzvah of Krishna twice a day, in the morning and evening, the shor bechol v'chomer. What is required, midrash? So the shite of the chinuch is that midrash only posik Krishna is required. Shema Yisrael, Yishem Rekina, Yishem Achot. Then the other parashas, and even the rest of Parsha Shema Ba'afto, that's only in the Rambam. Only prosecution is in the Rambam. Rashi Shite, at the first Mishnah in Brochas, appears that in the Reis only the Parsha of Shema Ba'afto is in the Reis. But the Holim Shomea is not in the Reis. Rabbi Yehme Shite is that even Boya Shomea is in the eyes. But Rabbi Yehme says he's certainly not in the eyes. The Prichodosh says that according now, what is the Rambam Shite? There is a Machlekes Achrein. Some Achrein say that according to the Rambam, only prosecution in the eyes. But the Prichodosh says that according to the Rambam, so all the three parts from the Roshna, the Chodosh said that, and Rav Chaim also said like that, and there's the Parshas HaLoshon of the Rambam in Hilchos Krishma. The Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Krishma, Halacha Aleph says, "Pamayim b'cholyein kirim kriyashma v'erev u'babeikah shenemar u'bishor b'chol v'kumecho b'shor sheder abniyodom sheikhlin b'zehu lailo u'bishor sheder abniyodom indim b'zehu yei." So he mentions the chiv deraisi. Then Halacha Beis says, "Umahu keirei shleisha parshiyas eilu." Shleisha parshiyas eilu hem. Shema v'olim sheyema v'yayim. Goyim shomeya v'ayim. So Pashtus HaLosh tends to indicate like the Prechodosh that according to the Rambam all the three parashas are the Reis, even though there is no other Rishi who says explicitly that all the three parashas are the Reis. Yehme is the biggest machmir. He says Goyim shomeya is also the Reis, but Yehme not. But the Prechodosh says that this is the Shittus Rambam. Rav Chaim also said like that. There's the Parshas HaLosh, and then the Rambam continues. Umagdimim likris Parshas Shema mitnei sheyesh bo yichud Hashem v'avosei v'talmudei shoyikra agodol shakotolodei v'achreo v'hoyim shomea sheyesh bo yitzivu al shor kol ha-mitzves v'hakach Parshas Tzitzes shegam him yesh bo tzivu s'chiras kol ha-mitzves. What is the Rambam saying? Why does he have to explain so much? Because the Rambam was bothered by certain difficulties. The Chinuch Shite is, and there are many Rishayim who have been in the Chinuch, that the Reis only prosecution. Only prosecution is required. And the rest, even Wahafto, is not required in the Reis. It's only in the Rabbah. Why does he say that? Why only prosecution? Because the Gemara calls Kriya Shema Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. So, and what is Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim? Means to profess the Arzus Habeya. Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim, Shema Yisrael Adishem Elokeinu Adishem Echad. So, why should the Hafto and Barina be Midrash? If the essence of the mitzvah of Krishna is Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim, and Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim expresses itself in saying the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Adishem Elokeinu Adishem Echad, so the Chinuch says that's only Midrash, and the rest is not Midrash. But the Rambam Shita is that everything is Midrash, so the Rambam has to explain. But the mitzvah, it's strange. Since the essence of the mitzvah of Krishna is Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim, it's not just to recite a certain part. Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim, and Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim is expressed in the prosecution, not in the other psukim. So why do we have to say all the other parashas? So the Rambam explains that the other parashas are explanatory of Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. I mean, just to say Shema Yisrael Adishem Elokeinu Adishem Echad. No, V'Ahavta Elokecha B'chol Livavcha U'Chol Nafshecha U'Chol Midecha. This is a pirush on Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. And didn't Talmud Torah, so he says U'Magdim Mikris Parsha Shema Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Yichud Hashem V'Avosei V'Talmidei Shehu Yikra Gadol. If you don't mention Vishinantum Levanecho, then you're not proclaiming Kabbalah Sur Shamayim. So there is a diminution in the profession. What is it? What? Yes. Not toys. What toys? That is Kabbalah Sur Shamayim means professing Yichud Abeir. That's what Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim means. Verbalized, professing in a verbalized way Yichud Abeir by saying Shema Yisrael Adishem Elokeinu Adishem Echad. So the question is, so why are we here with the Raisa to say V'Avto? The answer is no. V'Avto is explanatory of Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. Mipnei she'id b'yichud Hashem v'avosei v'talmidei she'ikra gol shakotodei v'achreo v'hoyim shemeya she'yeish v'tzivu shokla mitzvah. That's Kabbalah Sur Mitzvah, and Losh Nagmori is first Shema, because that's Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim, and then v'hoyim shemeya Kabbalah Sur Mitzvah. So Kabbalah Sur Mitzvah is a component of Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. And then he says, "Va'kach parshas Tzitzis shegam hi yishbo tzivus chiras kol mitzvos." So, in other words, tzivus chiras kol mitzvos is an essential ingredient of Kabbalah Sur Malchus Shamayim. So, but the Shittas Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, is that all the three parshas guys. But how can one say that all the three parshas are guys? When the Gemara says at the end of the first period in Brochas, Mipnima Kov Parashat Ayomer, and why won't why? Because Yeshua Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, why won't Chachon Kiveya Parashat Bolok kill Mitzrayim Mitzrayim? Other Pesuk Mishkoles, so he's mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, because Parashat Vayomer, in addition to Sfiras Mitzrayim, has other things too. So Meile Mashen Kim Parashat Bolo doesn't have the other things. So in other words, Parashat Vayomer has Nagifes over in the book Parashat Bolo and Parashat Mishkos. But according to Rambam, that's it. Midaraisa, so why did the Gemara say, Mikni Makobu Parashas? Vayomer to the Raisa, I mean, can the Gemara ask, Mikni Makobu Parashas, Voyim Shemeya? That's Midaraisa. So it's much more on this Gemara that Tashi Vayim, there is nothing rising. That's why in the other Rishayim we say that even by even Vayim Shemayim rise, but Vayim are not because of this. So Rav Chaim said, no. There is a difference between the inclusion of Vayim in Kriyat Shema and the inclusion of Vayim Shemayim. In respect to Shema and Vahavto and Vayim Shemaya, so Midraise, we are mechuye to recite this part. In respect to Vayimea, so it's not that Midraise, we are mechuye to recite Parsha Vayimea. We are mechuye Midraise to mention a Parsha, Psukim, that express itself. So, one could be kind of the Reise by saying Shema, Vahavto, Vayimea, and then recite Parshavot. Or Parshavot, still with the kind of the Reise. But Chachomim Omisaki, no. You have to, in addition to Parshishma and Vahavto and Vayimea and Vayim Shemea, you have to recite the Parsha of Ayin. That's only in the Rabbanon. But in the Raise, you can be mekayim the mitzvah by reciting any other parsha that make reference to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So Parsha Dvorot makes reference to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Parsha Nishkolis makes reference to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You could be mekayim the Raise. Why would Chachom Kaveh know Davke Parsha Vayimea, because Vayimea has the Adifes. Not only does it have a reference to Tzitzes Mitzrayim, but also to Tzitzes and other things. So that's the Rabbon. But Midraise can be any Parsha that makes reference to Tzitzes Mitzrayim. Briefly, so. But the mitzvah of Schuyas Yitzhias Mitzrayim is not independent. It is a mitzvah part of the that makes reference to Tzitzis. As a matter of fact, Abiyena himself says that the reason is why the Chachamim were misakin, according to Abiyena, is because it is finally separate mitzvah. But the reason is why the Chachamim integrated the mitzvah of Krishna together with the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is an essential ingredient in Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. In other words, if we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then there is a diminution in Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. So, but Rav Yehine says it to explain why, on the Rabbonon level, so it is necessary to integrate Schiras Shemayim, which is essentially a mitzvah kabbalah from Shemayim, is first Yitzias Mitzrayim. But on the Raisa level, according to Rabbi Yehine, so it's two separate mitzvahs. And I suppose that according to Rabbi Yehine, the Shagasari is right, that while in respect to the mitzvah of Krishna there is a Zman of Dinu Shoyis, but in respect to the mitzvah the Raisa of the Mantiskias in Tisrana of Mitzrayim, Kul Yinechayecho Yinechayecho Yomim Kul Yinechayecho Aleilis, so there is no Zman of Dimitri. But according to the Rambam, on the Raisa level, so the mitzvah of Mantiskia Sintis from the Earth Mitzrayim, Kul Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Hayomim Kul Chayecha Halelis, tells us that we cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah of Krishna, which essentially is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Shema Shemayim, unless we couple it und die Parsha wird sie erst mit rein, so mit Meile, öfter ging und scheu ist, dass die Kenner bin mit keinem Mitzvah auf Krishna, die Kenner bin mit keinem Mitzvah auf Sriya Sitzis mit rein, auf Sriya Sitzis mit rein nieder, die Kenner bin mit keinem. So Meile, der Rambam doesn't have to mention it in mehr Mitzvahs, because one of the quoting in the Rambam is the Mitzvah is that only the Mitzvah in general is to be counted, but not the Chilek HaMitzvah. So in other words, Schuas Yitzhias Mitzrayim, even though it's implicit in the passage of Amantisches in Tzisro Melach Mitzrayim, Echa Yecha Ayom, Echa Yecha Aleleis, but in final analysis, it is a chelek of the mitzvah of Krishna about Malach Shemayim. So Mele does not have to be counted. That's the second tarot. That's the second tarot by Ram Chaim. Anyway, now, Rambam, why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Tchias Yitzias Mitzrayim and Miramisis, and the Chinuch doesn't either. So the Teretz is like one Teretz Barat Chaim, because it's not a mitzvah daily, so it passed like Bilvene, or because it's not an independent mitzvah, it's a chilek of the mitzvah Krishna, and the mitzvah Krishna is counted, so the chilek does not have to be counted separately. But the question is, how is it that the Hag, and Rav Sadi Goyen, and the Yerim, they don't mention the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mina Mitzvah. Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach of Night, they don't mention. Now, open down, cook this world. Says Tanrabo Yochel Yitzi Odom Yidechivosi Bimais Hashem Yerushalayim Talmud Lema Lechameini Mashenechol Baminus, even though it's written with an iron, but it can have the same meaning as if it had been written with an aleph. So Lechameini Mashenechol Baminus Yotzeze, but my Sashemi is also bach to be nechobo lachauti beinim imenu Yotzeze, she in nechob banimus. That would be simple. Diva Rabbi is agul. Rabaki beinim matzis matzis riba. In other words, that you can liate, say, even my Sashemi also the mitzvah of beach or techubas. In keimatam len lachmeini, prat liiso shenulusho biyayim vishem. With Vash, that's Mats Hashir. My time is the Rabbi Kiva, mixed lechem oini with the vav. There is no vav. So oini ksi. So in other words, like oni. So the Rabbi Sagul is mikrinum oni, eini krinabe. The Rabbi Kiva hide the krinum beini kidishmuel. The Omar Shmuel. Lechem eini, lechem she'in all of dvorim harbo. So the pshat in lechem eini is she'in all of dvorim harbo. So Rashi says she'in all of dvorim she'gimrim all of esa'aleil ve'imrim all of ha'gode. So in other words, so the whole union of ha'gode according to Rashi is because of the verse akosif of lechem eini. In other words, let's say certain years, maybe now too, I don't know, I'm not knowledgeable in the situation of the Jews in Russia, but I remember years ago it was impossible for most Jews, the overwhelming majority of Jews, to have matzahs for Pesach. They had no matzahs, or no matzahs, so they had to eat potatoes, I think, and eat chametz. But honest Rachman Patra, they had no matzahs. He can't eat matzahs, so they're not allowed to eat chometz, so they'll eat potatoes, they'll eat other things. But they couldn't be mikayim the mitzvah of bear of kechum matzahs. Wadi mechuyev midaraise to recite Agam. According to the Rambam, the Tzipo Yitzhak Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah. It's what is one thing really they have? You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. But the mitzvah of sikkurim seus mitzvahim, you have to be mekayim. Because according to Rashi, you're not mekayim, you have to say that. Because the mitzvah of sikkurim seus mitzvahim is not an independent mitzvah. It's a concomitant of achilas matzah. Lechemein. So in other words, in conjunction of achilas matzah, after all, that everybody agrees. Babuzelim Yochan Rishvedish from Reima Bayimahu. Ibayimahu Yochan the Yain Tan Rama Babuze. Babuzelim Martel Bishoshi Shmatsu Mor Menochan. So, this man, so, it's a Kosu for Bishoshi Shmatsu Mor Menochan Menacho implies, according to all the Shemin, that this man of Tzipritzis Mitzrayim is identical with this man of Matzah, Mor, and Pesach. But that has to do with this man, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is contingent upon the Kiyuma mitzvah of Matzah. But according to Rashi, so the whole mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim implies that it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a concomitant of matzah. And there's the pshat lechameini. Lechem she'einin olov. Dvorim harbe. So Rashi says, she'geimrim olov esahalel ve'imrim olov hagode. But we have psukim, we got to l'vincho. And the Mechilta says, the Rambam mentions it from mitzvahs. Yochel yeshli ben, so he's mechuyet, but ainly ben atam lema zochas hayin hazeh, asher yisos min Mitzrayim, even if ainly ben. But all these psukim are explanatory of the mitzvah berach of matzah, not the berach of matzah, of matzahs, and of achilas pesach, and of matzahs of rein yichlu, everything. So, sipur yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It is a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled in conjunction of Achilas Matzah and Pesach B'Rabbais. It's a concomitant of Matzah, and that's why it's called Lechem Eini. Lechem She'eini Nolav Dvorin Harbe. But if Jews, unfortunately, certain Jews, unfortunately, cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Matzah, so they're not mechuyev to say the agoyim. Say the agoyim. So that's probably the reason as to why the Aruch HaGdolos and Rav Sadi Goyen, and the Yerayim don't mention the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Niyam HaMitzvahs, because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a chelek of the mitzvah of the Aruch HaMatzvahs. And that seems to be Rashi Shite also. Now, the same Gemara of Lechem Eini, Lechem Shino Yerahabe, the Gemara mentions that from Tov, is also mentioned in the Gemara, that Kuf Tesvo. Omar Shmuel, Lechem Eini, Lechem She'eini Nolov Dvor. Tayin Amoche, Lechem Eini, Lechem She'eini Dvor Harbe. Dvarache Lechem Eini Onyxi, Ma Onyxi Dati Vipruse, Afkan Vipruse. Dvarache Madati Shoroni, Humas Vishdei, Afkanami, Humas Vishdei. So Rashi here, that this book doesn't say anything. That's what the book says. She'eini Osahalo, Deimor Vagore. But Rabbi Hananel says, Tanya lechem eini lechem she'in olav dvorim pirish eini olav hagode matzuzu shonu eichrim. Doesn't say haler gim olav haler vein olav hagode, only matzuzu shonu eichrim al shumo. In other words, because from the Gemilin kol shal yom ashtesh dvorim eilu v'pesach lo yotze de fagose, deile pesach matzo moe, pesach shoya besinich, mo yas mekayom, shum shum shum, bo, 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 b and matzos rishon eichon shlo al shli al shum shlo yist tikkun shal v'sirin v'achnis as shenikla alim melech malcham lochem akadosh baruch hu. So in other words, so he is mechuyev to mention, to verbalize the tam of matzah. It's not just that's the tam, because that's the tam that the Torah itself mentions. It's not the tam that Rishonim mentions, the Amma mentions, the Chinuch mentions. This is the tam that is spelled out by the Torah itself. So you are mechuyev. In conjunction with the Achilas Matzah, you have to spell out the Tam. Yes?
Can we understand Rashi to mean that the Haggadah and the Howl is a theme in the Matzah as opposed to vice versa? No, instead of saying that without the Matzah there's no Haggadah, that the blessing shown among the Olah Baron Harbe, that the Haggadah qualifies the Matzah. In other words, you're saying the same thing.
In other words, it's not an independent mitzvah, it's a concomitant of Achilas Matzah.
You could have a God, you could have a God independent.
No, I mean, in other words, that the Matzah is the Tofel? No. We say Lechem Eini, so in other words, so it's mentioned.
What? We know different Kiddush Alakos.
What do you mean Kiddush Alakos?
Because we never toast, and we still would have a Kiddush. So
yeah, of course, yeah, but here it's derived, it's deduced from the Pesuk Lechem Eini. And Lachmeini is mentioned in the Pasuk that is expressive of the mitzvah of Matzah, not the mitzvah of Sipalitias Mitzrayim. Not the mitzvah of Sipalitias Mitzrayim. In other words, in the Gat Kiddush Lakos, only the Miforesh Anozia, I mean what is known as Rashi Anozia, he says that Kiddush Lakos is Midaraisa. It doesn't mean Kos, it can be Pas also, but either Yain or all pass. What all the other Rishayim say, that Midaraisa is Bivon Da'omer, it doesn't require either Yain or pass. That's Midarabon. So only the Miforesh Nozir, Babdalad Nozir, his shita is that Yain or pass is Midaraisa. So Zocheil, there it's mentioned in the Pasuk of Zocheil Ayayin. So there's the Droshim in Gorim Tzochem in the Chilte, Zocheil Ayayin. So in other words, so it's a din in Kiddush the Yain, but here is deduced from the Pasuk of Lachameini, not from the Pasuk of Igarito Livin Chabayna Uyemiya, not from the Pasuk of Zochas Ayim Azesh Rishos Mitzrayim, is deduced from the Pasuk of Lachameini, so that's a Pasuk that relates to the mitzvah of Matzah, so that means it's a concomitant of Matzah, not that Matzah is a concomitant of Sipalitius Mitzrayim. I'm coming to it. You just grabbed it out from my mouth. So, I'm coming to it. So anyway, but the shita of Rabbi Hananel is that only the matzah zushon reichlin is deduced from the pasuk b'drosha of Lachameini Lachmei Ramab, but not the whole Agoda. Because Rabbi Hananel Shita is probably like the Shita Rambam, that insofar as the mitzvah of Haggadah is concerned, so it's an independent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with Matzah. Even if he can't be Mikai Matzah, like the Jews in Russia, so there are still Mechuyev Midaraisa to be. It's about the Kudis Matzis, the Lechomets, the Gersh and Mitzrayim, the Gamzedos Lehem, many ways, I didn't count them, I still don't know. Okay, anyway. So, but that, the Aloch Hasdeles, I don't want to go into it. The Rambam is Masik and Aloch Hasdeles, as to why he mentions Hallel in the Mina Mitzvahs, it's only the Rabbonon. And the Ramban says, first of all, that Mrs. Rabbonon can also be mentioned, and assuming that Mrs. Rabbonon are not to be counted in the Yad Mitzvahs, but how is the Raise? Where is the Raise? Either it's Halacha Mishnah Sinai, or it is implicit in the Mitzvah of Yishamach B'chagecho. So in other words, we have to make Simcha, that simcha on a spiritual level. It's not like the simcha of in simcha l'dosar and simcha l'yayin. It's a spiritual simcha by giving halvi doye and yontet to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, so that's another machlekes, but I don't think that it has to do with Bishai. Anyway, now, so the according to Rav Hananel, so now what Rav Gamliel says, Kol Shlei Omar Shlei Shuvol Meilu BaPesach LeYosu LeChavosei Deilu in Pesach Matzu Moreya, and it's not only Matzu Shanechum Pesach Shlei Abisei Meichum LaZekayim. Also, Alshemo, today we are not mechuyev to say it in the Raisa because there is no Pesach, but we don't abide, and we have to say even Morozeh Shanechum or Meririn Eilu Shanechum the Musach HaRambam. So it's Dvorim Harbe, it's not just a few words, I mean it's Dvorim Harbe. So Mimele, so that is implicit in Lechem Eilu. And that's the price, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol Shalom HaShlish Dvor Meir Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dech Revosei, Ve'ilein Pesach Matzamor. Now, what is the pshat in this memory by Rabbi Gamliel that you see in the Agode? Kol Shalom HaShlish Dvor Meir Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dech Revosei. Mifluk, one would say, it means Lo Yotzei Dech Revosei, he was not saying Tzivat Mitzvah. He's not saying to the mitzvah of Berach Nechum Hatzlis, no. He's not saying to the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzlis Mitzrayim. Not that he wasn't saying to the mitzvah of Berach Nechum Hatzlis. But the Ramban Melchamis in the Sugi of Posach B'Shikre B'Siyim B'Chamre Posach B'Shikre B'Siyim B'Chamre and the Ram here in Sochi say a big chiyus. Kol shem yishleyom ashleish et vorem eil li pesach lo yotzo yidechi vosei kelema lo yotzo yidechi vosei koro. So it doesn't mean lo yotzo yidechi vosei was not the kind of mitzvah altogether. It's not a mitzvah min hamufri. So he says, Avol lo yotzo yidechivosi klal lo yikoma uch yidechivosi bisuke im keim ho yisoneig lo yikiyamto mitzvah suke mi yomecho. In other words, when he was reishi verubei, the reishi verubei was yisuke and the shulchon was chutu yisuke. So there's the rabbonon shemo yimoshech. So he said, "In kino yisamei lo kiyamta mitzvasuk miyamecho lav davke de lahai tav zahalahave hai taimidahi el mishundil moosel amshuche bos ashulchonei vichol heiched lo yimshech lo yisaged lo yotzo el abadik amunah." So as far as this Ran is concerned, you could explain it that what the Ran means that it relates to the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzchus Mitzrayim, but even the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzchus Mitzrayim we also mekayim, but it's not in mitzvah. Could explain, but if you take a look in the Melchamis, in the Ramban, in Broches, in the Sugya of Posa Bechamre, the Siyim, the Shekre, there it's Muchach that the Pshat of the Ramban is, he says the same thing. It doesn't mean Lo Yosei Yechavosei is not mekayim in mitzvah. He's mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah mudaras. So he mentions it as a marshal. Regarding the Gemara in Broches, when Gemara says that if he says Kriyashma before the Netzach Hamo, he's not mekayim mitzvah Kriyashma. So he doesn't mean it's not Mekayim, but it's not a mitzvah in Amufra if he says the Kriya Shema before the Netzach Hamo. So he's, as a marshal, he mentions, just as Rav Gamliel says, Kol Shalom HaShlish Dvor Meir Pesach Yosef HaVosei, so he doesn't mean it's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Of course he's Mekayim, even if he doesn't couple it with the same But it's not a mitzvah namucha. So it's mashal from that Ramban that the pshat in Yosef Chavosei is not Yosef Chavosei sipoitzes Mitzrayim v'gadu rebincho zochas yimazeh, but Yosef Chavosei the mitzvah bear of the chumatzes. But not that it's not a kind of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah namucha. So mele it is reasonable that when the Ram says he doesn't mean in respect to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he means in respect to the mitzvah there of the Chumatzes. It's not a mitzvah modas. In other words, so that means that mentioning the Tam of Matzeh is a kiyumin bear of the Chumatzes. Is a kiyumin bear of the Chumatzes. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned it in the shiur I gave here on Hanukkah. So I said, in the name of my father, that there are two kiyumin in Kriyas HaMegillah, mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah u'pesum nisei. And by Hanukkah, he also took kiyumin, possibly, I mean, according to the Rashbo and the Ran, there is a kiyum of Pirsum Nisei Tuad Lopes Neireis, and then the Ran says, and that we say in the Amiris Halolo Kedeshim, Beinon Rishusli Ishtamishim, but Kedeshim, since when is it Kedesh? So the Ran says, because beside the mitzvah of Pirsum Nisei, so there is a mitzvah of Zeichal Migdosh, since the Nes Hanukkah took place in connection with the Meir and Migdosh, some Meile Zechal Migdosh. So there is a field to be madlik every night of Hanukkah, the Neiris, Zechal Migdosh, without personalism. So that's what the Rashbo says, that even after it is called Regem Lashuk, but he is still Mechuyev to be madlik mitzad mitzvah of Zechal Migdosh. So even by Hanukkah they are took human, but by Tres HaMegillah certainly they are took human. There's a Rosh Nagmore that you try in Megillah, El HaShtaron Ibnei HaRamochim Mi Yadinon Maikoma El Mayis Lachomeina Mitzvah Skriye U'Pesum Nise Hochaname Mitzvah Skriye U'Pesum Nise. So my father said the Pshat in the Halach of Beiles, that even though a Mishe is Mechuyeves in Kriyas HaMegillah, but a Nisha cannot be Meitzi, a Nish, because, so the Ramo says, because a Nisha is Mechuyeves only in Shmiyeh, and whereas a Nish is Mechuyev in Kriyeh, it doesn't mean Kriyeh Shmiyeh, because on the basis of the general plow that Mrs. Ashaz Man from a Noshim Turet, so Noshim should be Turet of Kriyas HaMegillah, it's Mangom. But Apeinoi Bisanes is only Shayach where the Pesum Nise is the essence of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, not where the Pesum Nise is the Tam, is in the background. Some Mele, we can answer the Kashe, why do we have to resort to a special Droshe, the Pnoshim HaMachiyovis Machiras Matze, because Kolch Yeshne Baltifos Homet, Yeshne Bikumachil Matze, it's Apeino Disanes. So Taisus gives it teret, because Apeino Disanes is only effective on the Rabbon level, but it's not effective on the Reis level, and it doesn't apply to the Reises. But Rabbi Yisrael Fisher's line, Nishiti, is that it applies to the Reises also, and the reason is why we have to resort to a special Droshe of course, Yeshnim Baltikol Chometz, Yeshnim Bikum Achil Matze, otherwise, Noshim would be Tureis, and we wouldn't say Noshim Achayove is in Matze because Achenoid is an S, because it's not for the special Droshe, special Droshe, of course, Yeshnim Baltikol Chometz, Yeshnim Bikum Achil Matze, so I would say the Altuse of Chamishos Amosh, Chamishoso, since Noshim Apturis from Suke, so the Aptura is also from Achilas Matzeh in Pesach. So because because of the drosha, we say no, Adam Chiyodos. But if not for the drosha of Chamishos Chamishoso, then we wouldn't even have to resort to the special drosha kosher. Of course, Yeshli Balti Chachamet, Yeshli Kumach Yomatsi. So, but my father said there's another time that the Aloha of Atheno Ibisanes is only Shayach when the person we say is the essence of the mitzvah, like Hanukkah and Kriyas Megillah and other cases too, because other cases according to the Rif and the Rambam Shite, so Shoson Chai, so Yidei Andalutet, so Yidei other cases Yotso, but Yidei Chayos Lo Yotso, Shoson Dasachas, Yidei Chayos Yotso, Yidei other cases Lo Yotso. So my father and my brother say the same thing, that there are two kiyumim in other cases. One is the kiyum of setting up four cases of broche. So the first course is the course of Kiddush. So every Friday night and every Yom Tov there is a chiyum of Kiddush. But every Friday night and every Yom Tov, so you can do it al pastu, but Mashiach can Pesach night, you cannot do it al pas. Only on Kishal Yain, said Yain. And then the second course is the course of Ashkelon of the Goras Aliseinu. The third course is the course of Birkas Hamazon. So there are some Rishonim who say that you are mechuyev to be mevorech al Birkas Hamazon every time you are mevorech Birkas Hamazon b'zimun, or as called some Rishonim, when you are mevorech with a minyan Birkas Hamazon. But many Rishonim say that it's never a mitzvah to do this, even when you're mevorech Birkas Hamazon with a minyan, you're not mechuyev to be mevorech al hakos. But there is a kiyum, so it's a mitzvah kiyum, is according to Moshe Chaim. Mashenki in Pesach night, even if he's no mizumen, even if he celebrates the Seder all by himself, he's mechuyev to be mevorech al hakos. No hakos. And then the fourth course is the course of Hallel, Hallel HaGodol. So one chiyuv is arba cases, setting up four cases of broche, and then the Rambam says he's mechuyev to be sheise derechirus siya arevo. So shoson chai undiluted. So in case of broche there is no inkuf, the fact that it's undiluted. But so merely the arba cases yotzo, but the chirus to demonstrate chirus, that's like persona mise. But the person in this manifests itself through drinking. Sira Revo. So it's Loyotso. Shosem Basachas, not al Sira Brochas, so just the reverse. So Yidi Cheos Yotso. But Yidi Arba Cases, Loyotso. So in Arba Cases too, there is person in this or demonstrating Cheos, which is the same thing, is the essence of the Kirma Mitzvah. So mele we can say Atheno Ibisanes, but in Seshas Mangome, if the person Mise is the Mechayev, the Kiyum, is the essence of the Mitzvah, so mele Noshem HaMechuyovis, and Kriyas HaMegillah, since the person Mise is the essence of the Mitzvah, so mele Kriyas HaMegillah Noshem HaMechuyovis, but, and Mechayike, since the person Mise is the essence of the mitzvah, you cannot be kind the mitzvah, so male nosha machiyavis. But by a noshim, so over and above the aspect of person Mise, there is another field, mitzvah sphere, some deal with person Mise. So some male by tzvias, this is what the Allah has Deus means, that the Ramo explains. That Noshim are only Mechuyovis Lishmeya, because insofar as Noshim are concerned, they are only Mechuyev in one aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah, Pirsum Nisei aspect. The Pirsum Nisei aspect does not have to be realized Davke through Kriya, it can be fulfilled through Shmeya too. But Anoshim are Mechuyev not only Mitzad Pirsum Nisei aspect, but also Mitzad the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah per se, that we involve that the tree and not here, some male and nisho cannot be made to a nish. Can nish and is ish. So this is what my father said. So then the question arose that I didn't hear from my father. So how is it The Tisra says the Kashi in Igilei in Psochim, why do we have to resort by Matzeh to the special drosha of Kolshi Yeshlu Matichu Chometz Yeshlu Dikum Achil Matzah, even without recourse to that special Zosakoshet, they should be Mechuyev because Afeinu Disanes. So Tisra gives a teretz that Afeinu Disanes is only effective on a Drabona level, and it applies to Mitzvah Drabonon, but it's not effective on a Deraisa level. It doesn't apply to Mitzvah Deraisa or Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalayim, which is another Teretz, because without the Zosakosov, of course, Yeshu Matil Chometz, Yeshu Likumach Yomatze, so then I would learn out it's Roshodach HaMishos HaMishoso, since Noshim Arpture is from the Mitzvah of Sukkah, but HaMishoso HaMishre, so Mele the Arpture is from the mitzvah of Matzah and Chamishoso of Nisim. But why don't we give a simple teretz the way my father said? So I said, in view of the pshat of the Ramban in Chamis and Broches, and the Ran here on Psochim, that Kol Shalei Yom HaShlei Shepor Mele BaPesach Lo Yotzo Yidech Rivosei, it doesn't mean on Yotzo Yidech Rivosei in Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it means Yotzei Yidech Rivosei Korol Mitzvah Namufra, the mitzvah of Be'arav Techo Matzeh is, why? Because he didn't couple it with the verbalizing the Tam of Matzeh, so that means that verbalizing the Tam of Matzeh is a key in Be'arav Techo Matzeh's also. Not that it's not the time altogether, but there is a certain diminution, some melee, the person in Nisim Matzeh is also an integral part of the Kima Mitzvah. It's not only in the background in the time of Mitzvah, but it's a key of the person in Nisim of being the thousandness and saying, verbalizing Matzeh Yishanich HaShomo, that in itself constitutes a key of the Mitzvah Yamufra in the Mitzvah of the Earth of Matzeh. Some melee. Jesus says the very strong kasha, why do we have to resort to the special drosha? There's a kasha of kosher yeshen batei kuchomet yeshen bikum achil matzeh, without that they should mechuyev. So Jesus gives one teret and Yisrael Yerushalayim gives the other teret. So why is the explanation of the Tam of Matzeh, why is it killed in the mitzvah of Be'arav Matzeh? Because of the Gzeiros HaKosov of Ruach HaMeini, as the Rach says, and the according to Rashi, the same thing could be true, because according to Rashi, Ruach HaMeini tells us that we have to say the Agoda in conjunction of the Achilas Matzeh, so that means the Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is a concomitant of Achilas Matzeh. If it's a concomitant of Achilas Matzeh, so it's certainly a cure in Be'arav Techo Matzeh. So mele we can ask the kashe, why do we have to resort to the special droshe of Kol Sheyeshlu Matichu Chometz Yeshlu Mikum Achil Matzeh, without that special droshe, so they should be mechuyev because of Afeinu Disanes. Anyway, so the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Schiras Mitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year is because it's of Chaim says, either because we pass for like Ben Zemes, so it's a mitzvah she neges al yereis, or because it's only a chilek of the mitzvah of Krishna. And the reason as to why some Rishonim like the Bahag and Rav Sadi Goyen and the Reim don't mention Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Mina Mitzvahs, because they agree with Rashi that Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's a concomitant of the mitzvah Achilas Matzeh. So again, it's a chilek of Matzeh, even though we have separate psukim, the Vigalit Olibimcho, but the Vigalit Olibimcho and Zohar Sayim Azeh are declaratory of the mitzvah Be'arav Techo Matzeh of Lechem Eini, Lechem She'Einin Olav Vorem Arab. Alright, now, mitzvah Halacha Beis, mitzvah לידי הליבונים והתאולי שאל שנמה והגל איתו לבינכו לתידייתי של בן עוד לפנוע בלי כיצד אם היו קוטנו טיפיש אין עליי בני כולנו היינו עבודים כמו שפחה זו או התמויה בזה במצרים ובלילה הזה פודו יסונה הקודש ברוך הוא והיצאינו לחיוס ואם היה בן גודל וחוכם מדיעי מהשאיר עלינו ממצרים וניסים שנעשו לנו על דמי שרבינו חקר לפידייתי של בן זה פנים, זה תכן במדוכה אז I'm not joking, I'm saying it with all seriousness that those modern rabbis when they discuss the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim they mention the example of the liberation of the black people by Lincoln so they declare themselves as bonim tipshit because the Rambam says lefidaiti shal ben ovif nolamde keitzatim oyokot noi tipish emalei bni kolono oyavodim Moishit Chazut, we ever say like the black people before the Civil War. The Mitzrayim, the Laila, the Podo Yisrach, and Yisborch, and Yitzayim Lechayus. So, that means they declare themselves as Tipshim, right? But they declare themselves as Tipshim, some Melech, they are the kind of Mitzvah, the Sipa Yitzayim, it's Mitzrayim, but... Now, the Rambam says here explicitly, that midraise we are mechuyev to be misafer yitzias Mitzrayim even if afiloi shale even if the son doesn't ask it no one asks it so he's mechuyev midraise and that's probably the sheet of most Rishayim the pashtus haloshin of the Mechilta is that what the Mechilta says that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos mentions the Mechilta Zweiter Ocho Bimcho Yochil Nishol Ocho Bimcho Atamadilei Tom Lema Vigadzele Bimcho Afal Fishen Nishalcho Einli Yala Bizman Shiesh Leben Beinu Vinatz Bidin Machir Minayim Talnoim Arayim Amir Shalom Zoch Zerim Azeh So he says, the Mechilta says explicitly יוכל נשאל לך בינוך אתה מגיד לו תמיד למה וגדת לו בינוך אף על פי שאין נשאל לך however the ראש I thought I had the ראש here or the blue one yeah. Okay. And all the Rishon of the Mechilt how can anyone the Chilik but the ראש it is to the country that on the right level the fear of Sipa Yisias Mitzrayim is only Shaykh if the son asks he probably doesn't mean that for the son any Jew asks so I'm afraid of the right to tell him but if he doesn't ask I'm not afraid of the right to tell it's very strange but there's the Shita Klal Chavdali in the Rosh Klal Eskin Vabor Sid Beis Visheshualto Loma in Ivorchin al Sipra Gode Harbi Dvorin Tziva Akudish Boruchu The Shali is why didn't the Chachomim why won't the Chachomim Nisake a Broche on Sipra Gode Harbi Dvorin Tziva Akudish Boruchu as is here so the Tshuva of the Rosh is Harbi Dvorin Tziva Akudish Boruchu as is here as is here as Mitzrayim Veinon Mivorchin Alein Kinat Rosh Aspreiris Vechol Amiadim שינצור להסקה בהפרוש הספרירי שונאי סימי סיזיך לציאס מצרים אלו שציב הקביש בורך לאסיס המעשה ומתרקח ומזיך לציאס מצרים תלעף דווקא הגודי בפה אלו אם יישל מפורש אם יישל מפורש but the מחיל תסי בפירש אם לא ישאל את so obviously I think that some will say it I think that maybe the man sheep say it so that according to the Rosh it's an asmachta with the Rabbon on the Yamach it's an asmachta the Eloi Shara but on the right level we are only mechuye to tell if he asks if he doesn't ask him at all but that's I think that the Shittas Rosh is the Shittas Yachid the other Shem say the contrary, and the Pashas Haloshon and Mefilta is it's not an Asmachta. Anyway, I don't know of any other Rishi who agrees with Shitas Haloshon. So I just wanted to point it out because the Rambam says here, the Teiresh, Mitzvah Leidia Livonim Vapir Rishuale Shenema Vigali Tolibincho Vifidaite Shall then novice no am de kiss and moy cotney tipe shimele ni colono in a body with my shit for you with my ever said in its time while I said Podo is a Kush Bolk by Zino Heus be my aben got it a hochom die in my shir alone in its time be missing Shenas alone of Mesh Rabin or Hakov Daisha Ben. So the Rambam says explicitly that even if the Ben is not here, I'm a Chuyim the Reis of Italian, and that's the Pashtus Haloshan Mechilte, but the Rosh Hit is the country. Now, look at him. Bitzorich la'asei shinu b'layla hazeh, kdi shiyiru ha'bonim v'yishalu, v'yemu man ishtano ha'layla hazeh mikol ha'leilis, ad shiyoshiv lehem, v'yemu lehem kach v'kach hira, kach v'kach hoyo, v'chitzach nishane, nechalik lehem kloyis v'gezim, ויתחי משוך מלפניהם קדם שייכלו וחיתפי מצה זה מיד זה וחייצי בדברים האלו. So חיתפי מצה זה מיד זה, that was the reason as to why the practice developed that the youngest child hides that he came and gets based upon this of חיתפי מצה זה מיד זה. The Chayisi Varneil. Only Ben Ishtei Shealtei. Only Isho Shealim Zeze Man Ishtano Halayla Ze. But for Hoyu Kulon Chachomim Hoyo Libadei Sheale Atzmei Man Ishtano Halayla Ze. So the Rambam says, even if he celebrates the Seder all by himself, so he has to ask Man Ishtano Halayla Ze. Now, Reb Chaim said that the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, is distinguishable. The mitzvah of Schias Yitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year is distinguishable from the special mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim Pesach night in three ways. Number one, Schias Yitzias Mitzrayim only implies that we are mechuyev to make reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we don't have to discuss it elaborately. Only reference. Mashen kin Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. Rambam says Kitzaras L'Sheinu, Kitzachos L'Sheinu, and Kol Amarbel Yisaper Harizim Shubach. In Sfiras Mitzrayim, there is no halacha of being marble is happening. Just has to make reference briefly. Then that's one difference. Another difference that Reb Chaim says is because in Sfiras Mitzrayim, you have to make reference, but it doesn't have to be formulated and verbalized in the form of question and answer. Masheinkin Sipritzias Mitzrayim. So Midereise, it has to be formulated in the form of questions and answers. Even why? Because the Torah says Vigarito Vimcho, but the Mechilte Darshins, Eli Ben, so Ishti Shalte, Eli Isho, Ishela Atzme. So that, and the Rambam says that he has to ask himself, Manishtan Allah Zemikol Eos. Why should we say? Who knows? So let him give the answer. The answer is, that's the aloch and the raise, that it has to be expressed in the form. I remember every Seder night, my father Zachin Vrocha mentioned it in the name of Reb Chaim, that on the raise level, Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, even to himself, has to be realized in the form of questions and answers. So, even if he ain't been an alien, so, and he's all by himself, and the Rambam explains the deraise of Sipritzias. So in the form of question and answer, it is interesting The Maram Shik has a pirush on the Sitar Mitzvahs. It's a remarkable Sitar Maram Shik on the Sitar Mitzvahs. He says the same thing, but Rav Chaim mentions another difference between the mitzvah of Tzchias Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in the year that is implicit in the posse of Romantiskios and Tishamah of Mitzrayim and Tehinah Hayachot